Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Yes, let's join Angel and Eric for today's program. It's the Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business. Your business is our business. Fine. How do you do to you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I love that. Angel, we have so many news stories. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to them all, but I've actually got five stories to choose from.
Five.
It could be a record. I don't, you know, I can't make up the news.
Is this where you're going to shake your head at me and tell me just don't ask questions?
No. Well, if I do shake my head at you, you probably shouldn't ask the one question that you're about to ask because it's going to get me in
trouble. You don't know the one question that I'm about to ask.
Oh, I know you
are. And so I don't even have to ask it. You are in trouble.
Guess what time it is?
It's time.
It is. For You Choose the News. Top of the hour game show where we try to squeeze as much in as we possibly can. And sometimes it could be naughty. All right. So, story number one. Man, that's a large rock.
Ooh, for my finger?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
Number two, there's been a crash on the Autobahn.
Oh.
Yeah. Number three is, do you know where helium comes from?
Are you asking me?
Oh. Number four, how about a hit and take?
As opposed to a hit and run?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Or number five, please place your chin here.
Okay.
Okay.
All
there
right.
You go.
Okay, so useless headlines for the most part.
No, not at all. Man, that's a big rock.
Okay, where's helium come from?
Helium. Researchers find game-changing helium reserve in Tanzania. A group of researchers from Oxford and Durham universities, working with the Norwegian helium exploration company, Helium One, have discovered what they believe is a vast supply of the element in an unlikely place. Their research shows that volcanic activity produces intense heat necessary to release gas from an ancient helium-bearing rocks. Did you know that helium comes from rocks?
Nope.
Me too. And it takes a volcano to release the gas, and then we can go collect it. How'd you like to be a helium miner?
You know, the fact that you can make that little noise just like on demand like that is kind of fascinating.
Well, it's coming from my tongue, that's all.
Huh.
It's not.
Sure.
Yeah, no, it is.
Sure.
No,
sure.
Look at the video. It's coming from my tongue.
Sure.
I'm making a sound with my mouth, not with anything else.
Yeah, we
else.
Don't have a sound effects.
Who's being naughty
space
now?
Space in here, right?
All right. Man, that's a big rock. Or there's been a crash on the Autobahn, or hit and take, or please put your chin here. Come on, you got to choose.
Put your chin here.
Choose the news. Oh, it's not what you think. It's all about your eyes. Eye scanning, that's right, retinal scanning, is coming to banks all across the U.S. Thanks to eye scanning technology, millions of Americans can now access their bank accounts by merely looking at their phones. See, it even works with a hangover. The technology is being introduced all across the country, and as Fortune has learned, by dozens of regional banks and credit unions. Wells Fargo is actually the big bank rolling it out. Its arrival means consumers can jettison their bank passwords and log on by looking instead. Here's how it works. You put your app on and it centers on your eyes. It has nothing to do with your chin. Usually the retinal scans had a chin rest.
They blow air in your eyeball.
But not so the case. Retinal scanning is coming. They call it eye verification. And it relies on a copy of the eye print stored on the customer's device, not on an external server controlled by the bank. Brilliant! That's the solution right there. Now, if your phone gets stolen, you're out of luck. This is important since the database of eye prints would be a tempting target for hackers. Of course, if we were talking about a hacker earlier today, he could probably take what's on your phone right now. He knows what's on your phone.
Yeah, they do. So you have to then keep your phone safe.
Yeah.
Keep your phone updated.
Right.
And keep it password protected.
That's a lot of protection.
We need more.
Hit and take. Man, that's a large rock where there's been a crash on the Autobahn.
Let's talk about the big rock.
I think we should.
Is this helium-producing rock?
It is not a helium-producing rock. It is the world's largest uncut diamond. The Leslie de Rona, a 1,109-carat rough diamond, is on display at Sotheby's. And believe it or not, it's been there since May 4th. It has not yet sold.
What do you do with the world's largest uncut diamond?
It was expected to sell for more than $70 million. It fell notably short of Sotheby's minimum reserve price. The auction was the first time for such a large rough cut diamond, and nobody bought it, which is interesting. What would you do with it? I guess I would cut it, and then I would put it on display because it's going to be, you know, a rock. It's going to be a boulder, and I would put it in a case. I might even install your husband does security, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little security alarm around it.
Oh, something.
Yeah. Otherwise, Tom Cruise could come.
Where are you going to keep it?
My bedroom.
Oh, in your bedroom.
Yeah, so I could show. You want to see my rough cut diamond? Come on in. That's what I would do.
You should always have something you want to entice people to come back to your apartment to look at.
Absolutely.
Grand collection of something.
Yes.
Yeah. Large uncut diamonds.
I don't have any of those things yet, but I'm working on it.
You don't have like your thing, like, oh, hey, I've got,
is there.
Like a rare collection of
my thing is in
Matchbox
cars. I've not found that to be enough enticement to,
you know what I mean? Like, you know,
no, I don't
like
have Matchbox cars.
Like
thank you very much.
A collection or a
no, you know what I have?
A display.
I have a 6'9", 23-year-old who doesn't clean up after himself. That's what I've got.
So, well, okay, but he hasn't always lived with you. He's lived with you for a few short months.
18 long months. And
it
feels like
long?
Always.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, 2 years. We're going on 2 years.
Really?
Let's move on. Hit and take, or there's been a crash on the Autobahn.
Hit and take.
This is gruesome. A gruesome hit and run. A motorist who struck a pedestrian drove almost a mile with the man's body lodged in the windshield, his head resting on the passenger seat in Oceanside, California this week. One witness told a CNN affiliate that he was changing the oil in his car when he witnessed the gruesome crash. There's no words really to describe it. I mean, just seeing that up close and personal is kind of traumatizing. Yeah, I would agree. It didn't work out so well for the victim who was hit and then stuck through the windshield. That person passed away. A 29-year-old woman was driving home at 6:20 in the morning, and after a night of drinking, she started to swerve on Mission Avenue, struck a pedestrian. The pedestrian went through the window, whose head lodged into the car seat next to the driver.
Awful.
And the driver did not stop, just kept driving.
How?
You got to be more than three sheets to the wind for that. I'm
wow.
just saying.
Wow.
Ridiculous. And speaking of crashes, there's been a crash on the Autobahn. And the reason I bring this to you is, are you familiar with the Autobahn? It's that German
highway. The
highway, Yeah,
no speed limit.
No speed limit, right? Mm-hmm. That's the deal. And so people take advantage of that. And usually it's pretty safe because everybody knows.
We're driving fast.
Crazy drivers going on, right?
Right.
But I bring this story as a follow-up to the story. Do you remember the bridge that was being hailed as very dangerous because of the 6 inches of bugs?
Yes.
That were all
yes.
coating the bridge and,
yes.
and they would get slimy?
Yes.
In Paderborn, Germany, a car crashed while traveling on the Autobahn after police say it slipped on slime produced by a group of snails.
There's snails on the Autobahn. A group of them.
A group.
Okay, now, okay, Autobahn.
Now, I don't know.
Car's going super fast.
Right.
And yet a whole group of
slow-moving yeah.
slugs.
Yeah.
Have
snails.
All,
they have shells.
Right. Oh, slow-moving snails.
Snails, yeah.
Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Inched their way.
All right, everybody.
All of them in a group onto the highway.
Let's go.
And at no point in them, like getting into position to be a group, right?
Driver found a skidding car running across the road. Slippery road conditions caused by a group of snails. That's what it says, a group of snails. Did you know that a bunch of snails is called a group? Whereas it could be a flocken or a gaggle. I don't know. A group of snails. Slimy Autobahn. We'll be back with more positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. I don't know if I am really on board with this next topic.
You don't know if you're on board with this next topic? Okay, you should be okay. So the topic
I feel like I should be okay.
You should be okay. The topic is how to unplug. Just while you're on vacation. Less awe, maybe?
Not much less awe.
Really?
Unplug. Used the U word.
The U word, right? Anybody who has a phone can probably relate to this challenge, right? Evenings and weekends, lunch hours, even when we're not working, we are still plugged in. We've got all these little notifications. Ding, somebody liked your LinkedIn. Ding, yeah. Somebody connected with you on Twitter.
Every time my phone dings, I think somebody likes me.
Right?
And if I go on vacation, no one will like me.
No one will like you anymore. Nobody will know that I'm having a good time because I'm not posting my pictures and I'm not sharing super connected with everybody over there. Instead of being present in the moment, which is the whole point.
If you want to come on vacation with me,
which is how Eric has solved.
Have to unplug.
Which is how Eric has solved most of the problems because we travel in a flock.
Yeah.
Right? A group? A caravan?
A caravan. By the way, out of our last news story, the group of snails, the technical grouping, according to the police in Germany, is called a caravan.
Okay.
A caravan. And some of the snails actually survived to the other side.
Well, here are some things that people have done to trick themselves. Right, into unplugging while they're on vacation. Because apparently we don't have enough willpower and discipline on our own to unplug, turn off the notifications, and turn away. Some people try hiding apps on their mobile devices.
Well, if I hit the app, then don't I know where it is?
Well, you do, but it's not like right there, and so the notifications aren't coming in.
Okay.
Right? Others use parental controls.
Somebody likes me.
Somebody does like you. There was somebody, they locked their phone in the safe in the hotel room.
They
locked it in the safe so they wouldn't have it on their person to interact. And then somebody used a way to actually block digital signals, right? So, I mean, there's some
blocking
things.
Digital signals. Oh, yeah. Gosh, no. I would break out in hives.
I think just this article, just thinking about it, having you break out in hives.
Yeah.
Right? And so here's something that Michael Hyatt, he says, sometimes it's a little extreme. Here's some things that he's done. He enables a special emergency email that he uses only while he's on sabbatical, when he's on an extended break, that only his family and teammates have, and he only checks it once a day.
What?
So the notifications don't come in. He's not on his phone. He doesn't see it. But once a day, he checks to see if anybody wrote on his emergency email.
Somebody else likes me.
He disables his email accounts on his desktop and mobile devices.
Disable email accounts.
Right.
These are words that you will never hear me say.
He even uses an autoresponder to explain his absence Okay, this is email that he sends.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to come back to that. He also deletes his tweet deck.
Deletes,
and he reinstalls them when he returns.
On his desktop and his mobile device?
You'd have to probably delete your Facebook and your Twitter and your Instagram so that you're not getting the notifications.
Does this seem
at all reasonable to you? It does seem a little intense, right? And then he sets up a voicemail message that mirrors, so he doesn't even get voicemail calls. So all phone calls go to voicemail. Doesn't answer the phone, and they all get this response.
Oh, no, you missed this one. I view Facebook on my browser. He takes Facebook on his browser, but only uses his personal account to stay connected with family and close friends. That's entertainment for me, not work. He also keeps Instagram for the same reason.
Well, sort of. See, now I think, you're not really, because where you are, your brand follows. And yes, we say we use it for entertainment. But you are then, you see something, you share it. You can't help but notice an article, share a tip.
Sure.
And so I'd actually have to delete the whole thing. But here's where it gets super intense.
Intense.
Can you handle this?
All right.
Setting up an autoresponder email and a voicemail that says, I'm out. Hi, thanks for calling or thanks for your email. But I am out until such a date for my, I'm on vacation, right?
Right.
During this time, I will not be checking this account. Not this email account, not this voicemail.
At all. Uh-huh.
I will not be checking this at all. If you have something urgent, here's my assistant and you can contact, in case of an emergency.
All right.
Please note, I will be deleting all messages from this account as soon as I get back.
What?
I'm deleting them. I'm not going to, not even going to listen to these voicemails. I'm not going to read these emails. If I have a filter, maybe you set it up and it automatically deletes, or it will manually be deleting. He says, please note, I will be deleting all messages from this account. Why? So glad you asked. And he says this in his voice message, in his email message. One, so I don't return to an inbox full of messages that most likely have already been resolved.
Okay.
Right, because the timing has passed, it's gone, you've dealt with it, it's over.
Yeah.
And two, so I'm not tempted to check it while I'm gone, right? Because maybe we just want to check in and listen and tune in and check our email. But if there's nothing there, and I know it's all going to be gone and nothing is deleted, so best not to even leave me a message.
And he says, if for some reason your issue isn't resolved before I return, please resend your message after September 8th. Warm regards, Michael. Michael Hyatt, I have a lot of respect for you and your work, but you dropped a notch in my book.
What's so funny is he talks about, then he gives the description in this article of how to set it up in the filters to actually delete and send, reply to this email and then automatically delete it.
Yeah.
He says, you will get an error message on this. But you can ignore it, right? So even the email account says, we don't do this. This is bad. This is bad form. You can't just delete all these emails without responding or reading them.
I guess if your name is Michael Hyatt, you get to do whatever you want. I think that it's a ridiculous notion of, first of all, if you're going to hide stuff.
Does that just make you just want to go into a panic attack?
Yes. Well, I think you're making a bigger deal out of the situation. Maybe Michael has a bigger problem than I do.
No, you have a big problem.
I don't think it is a big problem. I took my phone with us to Cancun. I checked my messages. I checked Facebook on a regular occasion. I even interacted with some of our clients back here in the States. And I think that there's it didn't ever overwhelm me. I wasn't ever out of the moment.
I think you were. I think you were. I think you had moments where you were out of the moment.
No.
Yeah. In fact, you probably had extended periods of time.
No.
Where you were out of the moment.
Glad that's your thought, but the answer was no.
Mm.
Should
we take a poll?
No. We don't need to take a poll about whether or not I was in the moment because I had my phone with me, but I don't go to the extreme of deleting apps off my computer and my phone so they can't communicate. I don't send an email saying, you know what, if you tried to contact me now, screw you. Didn't do that. There, I had a moment. You'll recognize it next time. We'll be right back with more positive business talk here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Where's my freaking set?
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I love my Craftsman tools, but so do my kids and my neighbors.
I told Brendan, when his Craftsman tools disappear, come see us at Ace. We've got Craftsman hand tools, power tools, accessories, mowers, everything.
Ace is the place with a ton of Craftsmen. Ton as in a lot. We've never actually weighed everything.
Now through Monday, come in for the Ace 4th of July Craftsman sale and get the best prices of the summer on select Craftsman products. Offer valid at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-643-4029 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-643-4029 to take your call now. Call 800-643-4029. That's 800-643-4029. Again, 800-643-4029.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in and, yes, even participating. Those of you who have jumped in and said, ding, I like you. Somebody likes you, Eric. And, of course, with that, somebody else came in and said, sup, Wings?
Sup, Nick?
All right.
All right. Well, good morning to you all. It's been a fabulous, fun morning so far here in the studio.
Yeah.
It's kind of been an odd week. You know, I think people are getting ready to celebrate for the holidays, the holiday weekend, right?
Yes.
I'm curious how much work is actually going to get done, you know, on Friday, if any at all.
If any right? at all.
We've got the Western Conservative Summit going on here in Colorado, which will be, you know, so people taking off work to go
sure.
to go and hang out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of taking advantage of maybe even making it into a four day weekend
that
celebration.
Western Conservative Summit is supposed to draw like 50,000 people.
That's where all the people.
A big deal.
That's where all the people will be
going on. But there is. It's been kind of a weird vibe this week. And what do you do? Sometimes when weeks like this, when the cycle. You look up to the moon and say, okay, is it a full moon? No, it's not a moon. It's just kind of a sliver now. And it makes me nervous sometimes, and maybe sometimes even a little anxious. I sometimes even feel a little insecure.
Do you feel insecure?
Sometimes.
So how do you exude confidence?
I don't know.
Even when you're feeling a little nervous, anxious, or secure? Well, Jeff Hayden knows.
Oh, he does?
He's the guy. He's the bomb diggity.
Oh, he's that guy over at Inc.
He is, yeah. Yes. He says, if you're like me, you often come across as confident, but inside you're far from it. Aren't we all just crying and sad little children inside?
Tears. Tears of a clown.
Right. He says, if you're like me, you're situationally confident, sometimes very much so, other times not at all. He says, while genuine confidence takes time to develop, because it's actually based on an incremental element in your life, right? There are definitely ways you can seem confident even when you don't feel it. Because we are. There are times where we're walking into a crowd, we're walking into a presentation, into a proposal, into a new date, like first time you're meeting somebody, all sorts of situations that I think put us on edge.
Absolutely.
And so here's one of the things he says is listen. Listen way more than you speak. He says, talking a lot is a mask for insecurity.
Uh-oh.
When you're nervous and insecure,
I'm in trouble.
It's easy to rush and fill any silence for words or with words. And later you often can't even remember what you said. But here's the thing. Truly confident people are quiet and unassuming.
Interesting.
They already know what they think, and they want to know what you think. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, I already know what I think.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think. And if you're truly confident, you want to know what somebody else is thinking.
You know, it's interesting. You and I have worked together for 15 years, and we've had lots and lots. You know, we talk for a living for multiple hours a day. And so when we get in the car and we go either to work or home from work, it is all too often, it is like dead silent. Now, I take a peek over. I'm usually the driver, so I take a peek over, and you're just passed out. You're sleeping. And I wish you would snore so that I would know that you're sleeping, but you don't. But I used to be worried that, you know, we're not talking. Is she mad at me? Is there trouble? But there's not. It's okay because you are, what does it say? Quiet and unassuming.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks, yeah, they come in. We've got an office, and when we're in the office after the show, people come in and they visit. They were just listening to the show. They just heard some fun stuff, and they come in, and they're all excited to be in the in the office with us. And, oh, my gosh, you guys were so funny, and you said this, and you said that. But if they come in and they're just kind of hanging out for a little while, they realize it's really quiet in our office
runs very quiet.
About an hour to two after the show, because we've said all our words.
Right.
Right? We can't have quiet time here. We've said all of our words, and we're pretty much spent and need to kind of re-energize.
All right, here's another way to look really confident even when you're not necessarily. Shine the spotlight on other people. Maybe you really did do most of the work. Maybe you really did overcome major obstacles. Maybe you really did turn an eclectic mix of people into an incredibly high-performing team. But instead of seeking all the glory, shine the spotlight on other people. Confident people don't care about the accolades. Now, inside they're proud, as well they should be, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need the glory. They know what they've achieved. So they stand back and shine the spotlight.
Isn't that funny? So when we're feeling insecure, we're feeling nervous, what do? We start chatting. Da, 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 da. Fill the space. Da, 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 da. And it's all about me. I did this and I did that and I'm doing great stuff. I want you to know that I'm worthy of being confident.
Yeah.
And yet the truly confident people, that's not how they're behaving. So just pause.
That's right.
Breathe. Pay attention to what's going on in the room and who can you shine the spotlight on?
Okay.
Here's another thing that Jeff Hayden says. If you want to look confident, even when you're not feeling like it, he says, ask for help.
Often.
Right? And you're thinking, wait a minute. I already feel insecure. I'm just now going to tell you I feel insecure. No, you don't say those words out loud.
No.
Right? But we often feel like asking for help is a sign of weakness. And which is, which shows that we have a lack of knowledge or skills or expertise, right?
Like we can't be all things to all people all the time. But confident people know that showing that weakness by way of asking for help, exposing that slight vulnerability isn't a character flaw, but is actually a character strength.
It is a strength because you don't have to be good at everything. So when you need help, ask. Not only will you get the assistance you need, right? Need a little help, you'll get it. You'll also seem more confident and self-assured. And it's funny, it's the complete opposite of what we think people are going to think of us.
That's correct.
Right? And it's because as a confident person, you have skill set that you bring to the table. So you're not lacking in what you bring to the table, and people know that.
Clearly.
Right? And so when you ask for help, it's because of something that's not your genius zone.
We're talking about ways to look confident when maybe you're not all that confident. Number four, don't put people down ever.
Right?
Never, ever, ever.
Which means gossip.
Oh, those people who like to speak badly of others almost always do so because they hope, by comparison, to make themselves look or sound better. That's not the end result of gossip. The end result is people go away thinking, well, if you're going to talk about that person over there, then I'm wondering what you're saying about me when I'm not standing next to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So no gossip.
No gossip.
No negative talk. We don't speak badly about other people in the office.
That's right.
In our membership group, in our community, in our family, our friends.
At all.
Our customers.
Yeah.
Right. Just not at all.
There you go.
A confident people, way to show confidence even when you're not. Make sure that you own your mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Realize that insecurity breeds artificiality.
I agree with that.
Right? And confidence breeds sincerity and honesty. So if you make a mistake, admit it.
Laugh it off, and
move on. And here's a lot of times we think, we just did something that embarrassed ourselves, right? And so laugh with it. Laugh it off. Maybe you did something really goofy and silly.
And you'd be surprised how a little chuckle diffuses a tense situation.
Always.
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 All right. This is an interesting one. Burn off some anti-confidence chemicals.
Okay. So you need the little squirt of happy juice in your head.
Oh, that's the cortisol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And so it heightens your emotions, but they say it actually reduces your ability to process complex information, which I don't know that's true.
I don't know that I ever had that ability.
That to process
complex. That's not my superpower.
Probably not, right? So a lot of times when you get that little squirt of happy juice, you also get tunnel vision.
Yes.
Right? Because you're just kind of focused on the one little thing, which I think is probably fine, but make sure you're controlling your emotions. You're not being a spaz. You're not a high on any radar, angry or, you know, giddy, right?
Right.
Just try to level it out.
All right.
And, but how do you do that? You actually kind of have to, probably in your body posture, right? Your body posture and your physical posture. So you have to breathe.
Yep.
You know, big deep belly breaths, stand up, walk around, and hold your power pose.
Your power pose. Oh, striker pose.
Right? Okay.
Okay. Avoid qualifiers. You know, think about this. When you're nervous, you say maybe or possibly or, well, that's what I think, at least. Those kinds of qualifiers actually don't, they take your strength in position away. So instead, say what you think.
Say what you mean.
Say what you believe.
And we'll mean what you say.
That's it.
And then if you're not sure how to fit into a new group, they say it's actually easy. Find ways to make the lives of people in that group a little easier. Step up and volunteer to do a little grunt work. Volunteer for the glory-free tasks. Volunteer to do something that other people don't want to do.
One of our listeners says that a squirt of happy juice is way too early in the morning for a squirt of happy juice. Don't worry, listener. We'll come up with something else to stimulate you. We'll be back right after these messages on the Experience Bros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We do appreciate you for tuning in. Hopefully this is the most inspiring and quite possibly even most entertaining hour or two of your day.
You know, we're going to have a great time, right? Going to have a great day, and it's how your day goes depends on how you start it. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Are you a magician?
I am not a magician. Why do you ask?
Well, every time I look at you, everyone else disappears.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, and then you kind of did this, like, creepy little head right. Like, is this your pickup line? Well, are you working on your pickup lines?
I'm trying to break the ice here.
Right. Well, let's.
I'm not a photographer, but I can picture you and me together.
Oh.
Huh?
Where? Right? How do people come up with these?
Are you an interior decorator? Because
no.
When I saw you, the entire room became beautiful.
Oh well, actually, that one's kind of good.
It works.
All right. Well, we want to give you some smart phrases, Eric, that will make you better at networking, professional icebreakers.
Are you religious? You're the answer to all my prayers.
My goodness. I think you should write some of these down. Have you ever started a conversation? I mean, it probably is a really good icebreaker. Gets everybody laughing and kind of lowers the tension,
right?
Maybe?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Hey, do you know what my shirt's made of?
Cotton?
No, boyfriend material.
Boyfriend material. Oh.
All right.
These are actually some kind of good ones.
I know. Let's talk about
talk about some actual, some smart phrases.
I may sprinkle some of this a little bit.
All right. Well, people stress out over how to connect quickly, and I've lost you, haven't I?
Sorry?
Something got your attention.
Oh, one of our listeners says, I need a shovel along with all those pickup lines. How about
here.
This? Did you sit in a pile of sugar? Because you have a pretty sweet bum.
Mm.
It said a different word. That's why I gave you the look.
All right. So many people stress out over the pressure of trying to connect quickly and impressively.
Yes, impressive.
Trying to impressive.
That's right. Not creep.
Not creepy with complete strangers. But a lot of people just aren't comfortable with the idea of starting a conversation with a stranger. Of course, we talked about insecurities. How do you appear confident, especially when you're feeling really insecure here?
Clearly, yes.
Right? And if you, I think a lot of times we think, okay, I should have something memorized. I have to have my 30-second speech memorized. I have to have my shtick. And so it feels very robotic and awkward, right?
Yep.
All right. But here are some fun ways. Now, I've got an acronym that I think is helpful when you're trying to build you know, build a conversation with somebody for topics.
Is this Ford?
It is my Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's fix or repair daily, right? Which is basically what you have to do when you take me along to your networking events.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I have to fix or repair what Eric just said.
Daily.
Right? Where you're kind of backtracking and always fixing that.
No, what's your Ford about?
But once you get the conversation going, if there's ever a lull in the conversation and you think, oh, I don't know what to talk about, I don't know what to ask. Yeah. You know, we already talked about the weather. I already asked them if they know anybody here or how they, you know, what their connection is to the event here. But the Ford method, F-O-R-D, you can talk about family. Did you grow up from around here?
Right.
Are you from around here? Do you have kids? Something family related, right?
Yeah.
Occupation.
You know, yeah.
What do
Tell
you
me
do,
about your job.
Right?
Yeah.
How'd you get into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what did you do before that? Recreation. You know, what do you like to do for a hobby? Do you like to bike ride? Do you like to swim? You know, and if you've got a hobby, hey, I like to do that too.
Right.
And then also their dreams. You know, what are you passionate about? What is it that, you know, do you volunteer for something? Do you have a big dream you're shooting for? And so those are some, you know, kind of fillers. But here are the icebreakers.
Did you know if you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber?
A cucumber? Clever.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. So here's how you break the ice in a smart and savvy way and make a good impression. Start with the basics.
Basics.
Put out your hand, flash a genuine smile, make some eye contact, and say, hi, my name's Angel.
And when you do that, by the way, if your name's not Angel, I recommend you changing that just so that listener Nick knows you shouldn't say, hi, my name's Angel.
Everybody should. Just go right in and go, hi, my name is Angel.
Hi, my name's Angel.
This is what Angel taught me to say.
Hey, did you invent the airplane?
I did not invent the airplane.
You seem right to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Right, so starting with the basics. Now, when I say start with the basics, I mean eye contact. I don't mean staring down at their name tag.
That's right.
Trying to figure out, who are you? What is that?
Sometimes we think that that's not what you're looking at.
It's not what you're looking
at.
Right. And so if you are going to wear a name
tag,
make sure that you are wearing it on your right lapel.
Yeah.
So when you shake somebody's hand,
yes,
right,
I look straight
up to my shoulder.
Shoulder.
Right? Not a lanyard around your belly, not on the left, because you don't want to have people make a little field trip, you know, across your chest. So if you do wear a name tag, put it on the right lapel so people can refer back to it.
Yeah.
I've heard your name. You were introduced to me. And start with, hi, my name is, and don't try to introduce yourself from their name tag.
Absolutely don't do that. Are you my appendix?
No.
I have a funny feeling in my stomach that makes me feel like I should take you out.
A funny feeling in your tummy. Stay away from funny feelings in your
tummy.
I just ate the shrimp. Right? So here's some questions you can ask according to Lolly Daskal. You love her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Number one, what do you do? Because people love to talk about themselves.
Sure, of course.
Right? And then ask a question. Once they tell you what they do, don't just jump into, hey, this is what I do. Ask them a question about it. How long have you done it? How'd you get into it? What'd you do before that? Like, have a conversation about what they just told you. Ask them if they're a fruit.
Yeah.
Because,
honey, do you know how fine you look right now?
All right. How about this one? She kind of gives some more conversation around that same topic. But how about this one? How did you, you know, who do you know? How are you connected to the event? How are you connected to the host? You know, how did you end up with this invitation? It tells you maybe where you have some common sphere of influence, right? Common people that you know in common, which is always a good icebreaker. What advice would you give to somebody in your industry or starting in your industry? Again, having that conversation about their profession, asking questions. I think asking questions is a great icebreaker. But don't ask them if they are an appendix or a fruit.
No, you know, those are cheesy.
Or what my shirt is made out of.
No, absolutely not. By the way, you look really familiar.
I do.
Did we take a class together?
I don't think so.
It seems to me we had chemistry. All right, folks, good luck at all that. And thanks to all the listeners who are texting me like crazy. We appreciate you for tuning in. Top of the hour news and station IDs coming up. And when we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of ExperienceProsDeals.com.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.